Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, January 26, 2015. The National Weather Service says a potentially historic storm could dump 2 to 3 feet of snow from northern New Jersey to Connecticut starting later today. A blizzard warning has been issued for New York and Boston starting tonight. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says it could be among the worst storms the city has ever seen.
Most likely one of the largest snowstorms in the history of this city, in the recorded history of this city.
At a news conference Sunday, de Blasio held up a list of the city's top 10 snowstorms. He said this one could land at the top of a list that goes back to 1872.
The early projections for this storm are that it would easily be as much as 2 feet of snow, potentially pushing on closer to 3 feet of snow.
The blizzard should begin around midday today and last through Tuesday night. The storm won't affect the morning commute, but the evening commute will be very rough. Joe Esposito is chief of the Office of Emergency Management.
The daytime rush hour is going to be different than the commute at night. So if you're all coming in your normal time in that morning, some of those buses and those trains, they might be available. When they go home, they have extra staff on, extra buses. But again, if the conditions get that bad, there'll be less buses and trains out there.
Public schools in New York City are open today, but after-school classes and evening adult ed classes and trips are canceled. Public schools will probably be closed, according to the mayor, tomorrow. He says, stay home if you can. Work from home if you can. If you must go to work, go in early and go home early. The storm will hit midday, affecting the commute home. He said it won't be safe to be on the roads in the snow. And on highways in and out of the city, hazard warning signs flash messages of decreased visibility and dangerous road conditions. Governor Andrew Cuomo is also urging commuters to consider staying home if you can as the massive nor'easter snowstorm approaches New York State. It's expected to hit Long Island, New York City, and mid-Hudson regions beginning this afternoon and intensify, including as much as 4 inches of snow an hour and zero visibility conditions ahead of the commute this evening. As a result, roads including the Thruway, I-84, and the Long Island Expressway, public transit networks including the LIRR path, Metro North Railroad, and the MTA subways and buses may be closed ahead of the evening commute. Operators of tandem trucks and commercial vehicles are urged to prepare in advance for possible closures of major roadways. These include I-84, I-87, and the LIE. Airlines are preparing to shut down operations along the East Coast as the major snowstorm packing up to 3 feet of snow barrels down on our region. In other news, New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, facing federal charges, is stepping down. Well, he is stepping back. Under pressure from Democrats in the Assembly, the Speaker plans to temporarily cede power to a small group of top lawmakers. A spokesperson for Silver says he plans to brief Democratic members of the Assembly on his intentions today. His spokesperson, Michael Weiland, says the Speaker is not stepping down but plans to appoint the lawmakers to take on responsibilities, including state budget negotiations. Weiland says the arrangement will give Silver the flexibility he needs to defend himself against the charges. Silver was arrested Thursday. He faces federal charges that he took nearly $4 million in payoffs and kickbacks. He faces 100 years in prison. Silver said he's confident he will be vindicated. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who brought charges against Silver, is confident Silver will face an indictment. In international news, a radical left-wing party vowing to end Greece's painful austerity program won a historic victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Alexis Tsipras promised to end 5 years of humiliation and pain that Greece endured since the international bailout saved it from bankruptcy in 2010. He said he will write off much of Greece's debt, raise the minimum wage, lower power prices for poor families, cut property taxes, and reverse pension and public sector pay cuts. Many Greeks are cautiously optimistic. In Egypt, a 32-year-old protester, Sahima El-Sabah, was killed by police at a peaceful protest in Egypt's Tahrir Square on Saturday. Images of her death touched off powerful criticism of Egypt's government on the anniversary of a revolution initially sparked by police brutality. El-Sabah was a labor rights activist. She had a history of involvement in protests that predated the country's 2011 revolution. El-Sabah was also a poet, a mom of a five-year-old boy. She was at the demo to demand police and officials be held accountable for protesters killed since the uprising 4 years ago that forced Hosni Mubarak from power. She was killed by what authorities said was a blast of birdshot that pierced her heart and lungs from close range. Diplomats say the UN Security Council will hold emergency meetings today on the crises in Yemen and Ukraine. Both countries are former Soviet republics. Russia blocked a council statement Saturday that would have condemned the shelling that day in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol that killed at least 30 people and wounded more than 90. The council has met about 30 times during the Ukraine crisis but failed to take action because permanent council member Russia almost certainly would use its veto power. Britain said council members will be briefed this morning on Yemen. That's where the Western-backed president resigned last week after Shiite rebels who occupied the capital surrounded his house. The country remains leaderless. President Obama said U.S. counterterrorism efforts to root out a dangerous al-Qaeda affiliate there would not be affected by the political vacuum in the country. He said he doesn't want to increase U.S. presence in Yemen. For the second time this month, a wild coyote has been captured in Manhattan. Park officials say a female coyote was captured in the sprawling Stuyvesant Town housing complex in Lower Manhattan Sunday morning. The coyote was sedated and delivered to animal care and control, where veterinary staff examined and fed the animal. Officials say the coyote will be released in a wilderness area in the Bronx. And finally, pioneering radio and TV host Joe Franklin, who gave breaks to the likes of Al Pacino and Bill Cosby on his variety show long before they became famous, and who boasted he never missed a broadcast in decades, has died at the age of 88. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.